Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Marilyn Singleton, back on the show. Marilyn's been a member of our Brain Trust now for quite a while. She's a board-certified anesthesiologist and a member of the American Physicians and Surgeons Association, and she is has been joining us now on a regular basis to talk to us about a number of different topics, things that are in the news, things that are important to us that are going on, but including some and oftentimes about healthcare issues. But today she's here to talk to us to talk to us about Black History Month. As you know, February is Black History Month, and I'll do two or three or four interviews with members of our Brain Trust who are of African American descent, of which Dr. Marilyn Singleton is, and we're going to talk about this topic. And Marilyn, welcome back to the show.
It's so good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. I'm glad you're here, and I want you to tell us what you think about. When you think about Black History Month, let's just look back. I love history. I think back on all the different people of all colors and races and backgrounds upon whose shoulders you and I stand. And I'd like, as you think about this month, and the singling out of this month as Black History Month, what do you think about all that?
Well, certainly, way back when it started, there was such a good purpose because people didn't know anything about Black history, and history books were kind of all the same, and you didn't get some tidbits of history and some major things. There were few Black heroes, Booker T. Washington, Frederick Douglass, that I certainly learned about in my school.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were so visible. It's kind of hard to keep them out of everybody's history books, but there were thousands more that didn't make it, right?
That's right. And so it was a grand idea, highlighting these things. And I just kind of felt over the years, though, there was this period where it devolved into Black Victim Month, and I really didn't like that.
What did that look like? How did that manifest when it made you think that?
Well, when you started hearing stories, they were always, oh, Black people are in such bad shape in America, and America is racist, and
mm-hmm.
all this. And, you know, yes, there's racism. There's racism everywhere, and I'm sure there always will be, because there's always bad people.
And it's a human thing. But, it's not a race thing. It's a human thing, isn't it?
That's right.
Even,
and you always seek out someone lesser than you.
Even Black people in South Africa are racist toward the different colors of skin over there, aren't they?
Well, look at Rwanda. It was the nose that was different. And they, you know, certainly to a non Rwandan, you couldn't tell the difference between the two folks, but they certainly knew.
They killed a million people in 90 days over that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So it's the whole blame white people and all this. It gets a little ridiculous. And I just have always said, why don't you stop, not look at the news, and look around you.
Mm-hmm.
See what people are doing. And yes, there's always going to, you know, you're going to have some stories, but the news likes train wrecks. They don't
mm-hmm.
like that you're strolling through the neighborhood and see a group of kids on their way to the beach, and some are white, some are Black, some are Mexican. You know, no,
mm-hmm.
nobody wants to hear that story.
10,000 planes landing safely today is not news, is it?
Exactly. And it's just kind of sad because with all the social media and how things go viral, it's good news doesn't have a chance. And in a way, the true social situation doesn't have a chance when every incident that occurs, oh, it's a terrible racist incident. And I just have to laugh at some of these news stories where they misidentify the race of somebody and, oh, it's just hideous. And then it turns out both people are the same race. And it's like, oh, well, what do you say now?
Right. Yeah, that's happened recently quite a bit. Hold on to that thought. Dr. Singleton, do you have a website, please?
AAPSonline.org.
All right. So check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk some more. Continue our visit with Dr. Marilyn Singleton, and we're talking about Black History Month and what's going on in the races, in the relationship between the different races in America. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.